I'd like to share with you what AFR means to me and my husband. We tune in to AFR every day without fail. We are a no TV, computer, or iPhone family, so you know where our daily news and updates come from. We find we are more knowledgeable listening to AFA than most people who have a steady diet with major TV networks. Thank you, AFR.
It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Revive us again. Heal our cry. Heal our land, oh God. We pray for revival. What you do. Welcome back, friends. So glad to join you at my favorite part of the afternoon. Listen, hey, wherever you are, thank you so much for tuning in. I am so glad to be here. It's Jessica Peck here at Share-a-thon. This is one of two times a year that we ask for your support for the radio ministry. So in case you missed the number, 1-877-616-2396. And I'd like to welcome my co-host today, the one, the only, Wesley Wildman. Wesley, we missed you yesterday. You okay?
I'm okay. I miss being on. I always enjoy being on your program. I always enjoy being a guest, but especially this time of year, as we have over the years, if people that's listened, you'll know during Share-a-thon that you got teams, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
You have guests on that wouldn't otherwise be on consistently, and over the years, you start going, okay, you start looking forward to that. And so, on myself included, I looked forward to being a part of this, and yesterday, I couldn't. I guess you told them.
I didn't,
you didn't?
Actually.
Okay, all right.
I didn't. I was gonna let you tell it yourself.
Well, I'll make it quick, because as a guy, I can get real detailed with the story. but long story short, I was in the garage working, and I was setting a cooler on the top shelf, and when I did so, I bumped off a 16-volt, think of a like a lawnmower battery. Fell off, hit me in the head, and of course, I was trying to glue it myself back together, and it didn't work.
Wesley.
And anyways, I ended up in the hospital. So got 8 stitches, and now I'm here. So that's the reason I was actually at the office yesterday, but I've learned over the years, just to be honest with yourself, when I was in a bad mood with the head. And so I told them, I don't need to be on radio. So we passed on that, but I'm back now with a better attitude.
Okay, well, that's good.
I have a better attitude.
That's
and the
good.
Attitude was 100% because of the pain I was in.
Well, you know, Wesley, I'm so grateful because you graciously agreed to be my
yep.
wingman on my very first Share-a-thon.
That's right.
And you said, "Don't worry, I'll help you. I got this." And within 5 seconds, spilled your coffee all
that's
over
right.
the right. And then I gave you a sippy cup, and then I thought, well,
you
if I hurt your
like
feelings,
it.
Wesley, if you didn't want to be on the show with me, you could have just said it. You didn't
yeah,
have
know,
to go through all that drama and stitches and everything. But I'm so glad you're back.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to be back. And I missed you on Tuesday.
I know.
So our
good
signals
teamwork,
are not
actually.
On our admin crossing, but today they're crossing.
They're crossing.
Yeah.
But you know what? I heard you and I heard Tony co-hosting the show
yep,
on
did.
Tuesday,
yes.
And I'm so, so very grateful. I do have to say, I listened just to make sure, you
that's
know,
because right,
I thought
yes.
I want to make sure everything is good.
That's right.
I was a little offended by one thing you said.
Okay, good.
And so we got to get this out between us, okay?
I can handle it, go.
You and Tony both said on air that you're 35.
I thought that was it.
That hurt a little.
The further you got into it, I was pretty confident that was it. Because I was thinking through everything else, and I don't think the age thing, I can see how that could do it.
The age thing, I just thought, oh, I am not 35 anymore. I feel 35. I mean, I don't feel like I'm not.
You had the energy of a 35-year-old.
Thank you. I've had
enough conversations to see that for sure.
Well, you got to do that if you're in pediatric nursing and you have four kids.
But
in all honesty, Wesley, thank you so much for coming back today. We appreciate it. So listen, if you want to give some sympathy to Wesley,
because he hit his head.
He is sitting at this table with stitches.
Yes.
Literally across his eyebrow, looking
because
like Frankenstein.
I care about our listeners. I care
exactly.
about this time. Share-a-thon.
Give for Wesley, 877-616-2396. Plus, we want to beat his brother Walker.
That's right.
I mean,
exactly
that's just
right.
the honest truth. But let's transition for just a second because we actually have a special guest joining us for this first segment. We have Debbie Wuth now, and she is going to talk to us about the iVoter Guide. Now, we all know that all of us are very concerned, and there is no one in this country who doesn't know. We have a presidential election coming, and you're probably wondering, does my voice matter? Your voice absolutely matters. You need to exercise your freedom and your right and your privilege as an American to vote. And Debbie, you're going to tell us how to be an informed voter.
I am. And in the same way that there's no gift that's too small. There's no vote that's too small. Every vote matters. So iVoter Guide is a ministry of AFA Action, which is the action arm of AFA. And they just understand the importance of the people we elect. They impact our lives and our families and our businesses and our finances and just every aspect of our lives. And we need to elect people who think like we think, who share our biblical values. And how can we find those people if somebody doesn't do the research? So they've really underwritten the research that iVoter Guide does. You go to iVoterGuide.com, you enter your voting address, you get your personalized ballot. It just gives you all the research on the candidates, and they're all evaluated on this little gas gauge of where do they land on the political spectrum from far left to verified conservative. But all the data is there for yourself. This is not disinformation. This is just accuracy and objective truth about the candidates on your ballot.
This is such a great tool because so many times, you know, when you go to the ballot, if you don't prepare for that, sometimes you can be caught off guard and you think, oh, I didn't realize, right, all of these races, like I'm going to vote for president, but there are so many other things.
Right.
What a great tool to be able to put in your address and then be able to go in as a very prepared voter. And so that's iVoterGuide.com and you put in your address and they give you a guide to help you. Is that easy?
It is that easy.
I also use it as a cheat code. The other day, I had a supporter of ours call in and had a question about a particular state and a race or whatever, and I was like, "Now, what was that again?" and I was like, "Oh yeah, you're talking about," and gave them the answer because of iVoter Guide. Well, it's with like three clicks or less.
Yeah, and if you have a friend who lives in a different state and they don't know when they need to register by, go to iVoter Guide, click on their state on the map. We'll give you the deadline. If you have a friend in another state that doesn't know where to register to vote or where to find their polling place, we've got all of that at iVoterGuide.com on the homepage. You just click on the map, so you can kind of see what's going around. I love that I have one resource I can share with my friends and family all across the nation because iVoter Guide covers candidates nationwide.
And we have listeners all across the nation. We have listeners who are from coast to coast, and you can call in and you can participate today. And when you support AFA, it is those kinds of resources just like that. You can call in at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I see volunteers all across the room who are ready to take your call. We want to hear that phone ring. We want to beat Walker.
Well, we actually have a chance to do that today. You know why?
Why?
Because starting at 2 p.m., we have the last chance $200,000 challenge.
Right now.
That's
and you
right
know, you
now.
Can give online too.
That's right.
You go to afr.net. Unless you want to talk to one of these sweet people on the phone, and then you call the phone number, 877-616-2396. We want to hear from you.
A $200,000 last chance challenge. It's a group of supporters who had generously donated leading up to Share-a-thon, and they are now challenging you to come alongside of them to support the work that we're doing, which would include the iVoter Guide.
And what kind of things will they find on the iVoter Guide? I was looking at some of those races. You cover all kinds of races. Some states may be having a Senate race. Some may have even something like a school board even.
Yeah. So we start obviously with president, and then in all 50 states, we will cover every Senate, U.S. Senate, and congressional race. In 36 states, we're going to cover all the statewide races. So that could be state's Board of Education. That could be auditor, treasurer, attorney general, lieutenant governor, governor. Any of those statewide races, iVoter Guide will have those candidates covered. In 32 states, we cover state legislative races, so the state senate or the state rep. But if you enter your address, you don't need to know what district you're in because we'll personalize it for you. In 24 states, we're covering ballot measures. Wow. Some statewide ballot measures like Florida 4 on abortion. Mm-hmm. There are 10 states with pro-abortion ballot measures, but the language is so deceptive. People don't really understand what's implied there. iVoter Guide is giving clarity and truth to voters of what a yes really means and what a no really means. And then there's a dozen states where we're covering some school board.
Because yes usually has a connotation of being a good thing, right?
It does.
It does. I'm thankful for the work that y'all are doing. I wish there are several states that I've already passed, the ones that are in the negative.
Yep, Ohio. Yep.
And there was in Kansas. But so the work y'all are doing is going to help kind of offset that.
Well, that's part of why we started doing it, is we saw the deception that was going on. People didn't know that. So we really make it clear that, you know, a yes vote is a conservative position. A no vote is a liberal position. Yeah. And then all the arguments. And you know what's really telling is who gives money. So we look at who's funding each side of it. And so we know Planned Parenthood supports it. It makes really clear where they stand.
That's right.
The League of Women Voters is endorsing a lot of these pro-abortion ballot measures. So it's really revealing the true stripes on some of these groups.
You know what this makes me think, Debbie, is that I've got two daughters who are going to vote in their very first presidential election this year because they have turned 18, you know, after the last presidential election. And so they are going to vote. And I know that there are a lot of parents who are guiding young people who may be voting in their first presidential election as well, or their first election, or maybe they're a voting age, but they haven't started voting. This sounds like an excellent tool to start conversation rather than telling them, because we know that it's not effective to say, don't you want to vote for this?
They don't want to be told what to do.
Lecturing. And, you know, then we start on a diatribe about, you know, what we believe, but really helping them to cultivate that skill set of how do you find credible information to guide your voting values? It sounds like this would be a great tool for parents to use. And I'm even thinking, Debbie, that parents with younger kids, with teenagers who can't vote yet, it would still be a great conversation.
You know what a great conversation is go look at the questionnaire questions we ask candidates and ask your kids, especially your high school kids, how would you answer that question? Great discussion topics. We're actually working on that as a potential homeschool curriculum.
Wonderful. I think that would be great for any kid anywhere in school, because we know that especially fear-mongering tactics where we say, you know, the world is going to end, you know, if this happens, they're not really effective.
Sensationalizing things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
They really want to know the issues, and so this would be a great way to talk about them, I think.
Yeah. No, it's a great way to become educated. A lot of times we don't even think about those issues. I mean, our pastors don't talk about it. Where else are you going to talk about these things? So gives you some thought. So take a look at it. Look at how your candidates have answered the questions. If they haven't answered, you know, dig into other things. Look at what they've said on their website and their social media. But be informed and use iVoter Guide. Pledge to support AFR.
That's right. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net. And just a reminder, there's a $200,000 last chance challenge. This is the final day of Share-a-thon at 5 p.m. We're going to shut it down, and we'll look at where we're at, and hopefully we've met our goal thanks to your help. But we always save the largest challenge for the end to help inspire those that have been holding out for whatever reason to the very end. And so last chance challenge. So are we encouraging people to wait to the end now? It's kind of like, I hope.
Well, everybody tends to procrastinate. Anyway, so I guess there you go. So we're going to reward procrastination.
Us, right? Okay. Right.
This is the time.
Right.
I mean, they're letting us kick it off. So
that's
I feel
right.
like
okay.
it's your last chance. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
like this is it. You need to call in.
Please
because
do.
Like you said, in at 5 o'clock at Central Time, we are shutting this thing down. And so we would love to be able to meet our goals. 877 616-2396, and also go to ivoterguide.com. That's ivoterguide.com. Again, you can just put your address in there and you'll be able to see exactly what the issues are on your ballot. Talk to your kids about it. Talk to your friends and neighbors about it. Share about it. We appreciate that so much. We'll be right back after this break.
American Family Association founder Don Wildman saw signs of the times long ago. At the turn of the century, he wrote these words, which ring even more true today. A dark cloud has descended on America. This cloud has left us unable to tell right from wrong. In pursuit of what is called politically correct, tolerant, and diverse, we have not only permitted, but promoted a way of life that, should we continue to follow it, will ultimately destroy this grand experiment we call America. There is a way to lift this cloud of darkness, a light to show the way. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." We need to do the best we can to follow that light and share him with others. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Katie Adams, Brandon, Mississippi. I am an analytical chemist and mother of three little girls. I want to thank AFR for telling the American people what's really going on. I thank God for you out loud on Wednesday nights at church to try to encourage the church as a whole to listen. Thank you to the Wildmans and AFR. You have truly blessed my life.
Welcome back to Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio.
Everybody, we are so glad to have you in this last day, in the last hours of Share-A-Thon, and we have just started the last challenge of Share-A-Thon. I am here with my co-host for today, the one and only Wesley Wildman. Wesley, thank you so much for coming back, even though if you missed in the first segment, he hit his head, a battery came and attacked him.
That's right.
I mean, viciously.
Viciously.
And he looks like Frankenstein here. I know, and he's still here.
Here.
He is still here because he cares that much about the ministry.
In all seriousness, I did wake up and, of course, had very similar, you know, pain as I did yesterday. It's not even been two full days yet, but I really did want to just be here. I even came up here yesterday even though I couldn't do radio, but I wanted to be here in support of those that have volunteered to serve this week at Share-A-Thon, like on campus right now, but also those that call in and support what we do. They like to hear. Many people feel when I talk to them, I travel and I get to meet our supporters, and many of them feel like we're family, and in many ways we are. And so I wanted to be here, and even through the ups and downs, be a part of this. With that said, let me do this real quick before I forget, because I made a promise.
Yes.
I made a promise for somebody else who made a promise.
Okay. That's still a promise. That's still a promise.
I want to give a quick shout out to Catherine in Athens, Texas. So Catherine in Athens, Texas, thank you so much for taking the time to call in. And financially give a gift of whatever amount it was. I don't even know. I just know that one of our callers came up and said, "Hey, please do me a favor. I committed to doing this, so will you do it?" So here we are. So, and there's many others. There's actually many. There's exactly 15,642 individuals that's called in and given a gift. So
I see it.
That's right. Let me get the number out. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or go visit AFR.net. That's AFR.net. And right now, we are just began at 2 p.m. Central Time, our last chance $200,000 challenge. So
So we can do it. And, we do have so many great people in our family. Thank you. I'll shout out Catherine in Athens, Texas as well. Mm-hmm. And, really, there's so many great listeners, Wesley. We have such a wide variety of listeners. I'll give a shout out to Tina. Yep. Tina is one of our very faithful listeners. She's our online host. Nobody asked her to do it. She just shows up faithfully and just welcomes anybody who comes, gives us encouragement, tells us how much she loves the show, tells us what she's learning, what books she likes. I am so grateful for you, Tina. So I know Tina is watching, and thank you so much to her. But, we have police officers who listen while they're out on patrol. Yep. We have truck drivers who listen as they're going down the road. We have grandmothers who listen while they're waiting in the carpool line, guys while they're working, women while they're working. I mean, just all kinds of listeners.
I don't know. Have you heard this one yet? I've talked to school teachers that are friends of mine. And during their break, when they have a chance, they'll tune in. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Now, they do it on their app.
Yeah.
On that.
Yeah.
But they'll tune in, whether it's their lunch break or maybe or even on the way home in the afternoon. But we got school teachers that listen to us.
That's amazing. And we have another listener who's very faithful to listen in every day. He hates it when I say this, but I only say it every once in a while. We have a rocket scientist who listens. Yeah, I'm married to him.
I was about to say, I know who you're going with.
He listens every day, and I'm so grateful. So, hey, honey, thank you so much. We appreciate that. But if you are watching online, you probably see, and by the way, that number, I hear the phones getting a little quiet, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, last chance. If you're watching online, you will see that we have a birthday cake between me and Wesley here.
It's a beautiful looking birthday cake
it
as well.
It is, isn't it? So Brent Austin, who works here, his wife Stephanie made this for us to celebrate the 1 year birthday of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, because it's our 1 year birthday this week.
It really is for real.
Right. Yeah,
I didn't know it was that close. I thought it may have been like a month ago or a month down the road, and we wanted to get it in this week. You're saying it's this week.
It's this week.
Oh wow,
This week. And so we started right after Share-a-thon. So
that is awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. I really can't believe it.
So how about this?
Okay.
On behalf of Dr. Nurse Mom radio program on AFR, let's give a gift of any amount on behalf of, or do we have a specific amount that may associate with it? 1 year, maybe $1 at least.
Front.
There you go. That's
how about
it.
Something
I
with
knew
a
together
one.
We could come up with something.
We could. I know. Yeah. It's really scary.
It.
We're a good team,
we
Wesley.
Are.
We are.
So call in during the Dr. Nurse Mom program. So we're going to be going until 3 p.m. Central Time. That's 3 p.m. Central Time. Call in and give a gift of any amount with the number one in it.
I love that. And here's something else that's even more fun. So Stephanie, not only does she make a cake for us. Oh, yeah, we're going to get to eat this for sure. Okay, yeah, no, we're definitely going to eat it. And we had Stephanie make cupcakes for the volunteers. And by the way, yes, and I'm going to show these on. Absolutely beautiful. I'm going to show it to the camera.
Well, it's beautiful, too.
It's like, oh,
it looks good.
I could honestly eat this whole thing right now. So it looks so good. So we have these cupcakes. We have them for our volunteers. So every volunteer who answers the phone gets to come up and get a cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that? So you want to call and celebrate, have a piece of the Dr. Nurse Mama birthday party.
That's right.
You can call and give a donation, and you will give a volunteer. I just heard somebody get I heard two somebodies get a cupcake. If you want to give a volunteer one of these cupcakes made by Stephanie Austin, who's married to Brent, who works here, then you can call in, give $1, $10, or $100. We would just absolutely love that.
Yes, we would very much appreciate that. It's on our network, there's a variety of different hosts and content that's covered, and almost all of it unique. There's a little overlap at times, depending on what's going on in our culture. But by and large, each program is unique, and it was designed and thought out that way. And the content and the things that you're able to cover on your program is even more unique from a Christian worldview, even not just on our program itself, but just across the world or across the country. It's very hard to find Christian content from a perspective that you have.
It is. You know, I am so grateful for the platform, really, that Amen. I've been given here. And I want to steward the audience so well, because I know the fears that you have and all of the things that we're facing. And so to be able to talk about those with a Christian worldview is just really a gift. And I really want to thank our listeners. I also want to thank our team here. We have a great team. We have our producer, Stephanie. My producer, Stephanie, is over here. You can't see her off camera. And
Richard
so grateful. And we've got Richard, the board operator. We have Jeff and Cole, who run the video. It takes a whole team to run this show, and we could not do it. I may be the voice that you hear behind the microphone, which, by the way, Wesley, I do get a lot of emails about my voice.
Good or bad or up or down?
Actually,
or?
Good. But they say, you know, did I have voice training or that kind of thing? Now, I'll tell you a secret here. I really was raised with some country roots, and my kids will laugh when that starts to come out, you know, because I got it. Like, I can really start to come that. But, you know, I do try, and I do have a radio voice, so it's true.
You do. You do got a good radio voice, and you didn't have any training.
No, I didn't have any training. Just, I mean, honestly, that is just the Lord, and I'm grateful for it, but it is funny to me that I do get a lot of listener emails about it.
Have you ever got so passionate about something on radio that you could tell you were... Are you pretty consistent all the way through? You see what I'm saying?
It gets my dander up,
I hadn't listened to one of those programs yet. I got to find one of those.
I know. It doesn't happen very often, but every once in a while I get real fired up about something. And my Texas starts to come out for
sure. The Texas,
The Texas in me. Yeah, it's there. But listen, that number is 877-616-2396. And Wesley, one of the things that's been so great, we're looking back over the last year, and actually, my producer and I are working on putting together a list of our top 10 shows, the top 10 that we feel like were just really meaningful and impactful. Yes. But we've talked to so many great ministries. Yeah, yeah. We've talked to 8 Days of Hope, which is on the ground even right now.
Yeah.
Being supported by FA.
From both, they're both from Milton and is it Helen or Helene?
Helene
mm-hmm. and Milton, they're there on behalf of us because we support them.
That's exactly right. We actually talked to them last week when they were on the ground, and it was amazing. She was standing on the steps of a church with no power, destruction everywhere, and you can actually email them at info@8daysofhope.com. Mm-hmm. info@8daysofhope.com. You're going to spell out the 8. So it's info@8daysofhope.com, and they will connect you. If they're close to you, they will tell you what they have, and if they are not close to you, they will connect you with someone in their network, a church, or someone else. And you know, Wesley, when I was in Houston after Hurricane Harvey, 8 Days of Hope was on the ground in my community, and they stayed. It was amazing.
Yeah, they're really organized, and they're very efficient, and they don't waste time or money. And they do a really good job. So I'm glad to hear they were there for you, and I'm glad to know that they're there, because as much as you or I have the heart to want to go, you know, right now I'm not able to.
You're really not able to. You cannot get that. You're going to have to take care of that.
That's going to take care of the cut. That's right. Mm-hmm. But they're able to do that. And so, you know, that's one thing I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before, but we've got new listeners, so I'll do it again. But there's 3 reasons I believe that has led to the success and the long-term health of the ministry of AFA and A4. And that's 1, we've never compromised the truth. I'm not saying we've always done things perfectly or that we haven't looked back and said we probably could have done this differently, but we've never compromised biblical truth. Number 2, we've never been in debt. And what I want to get to, number 3, is that from the very beginning, Pawpaw made a conscious effort to share the platform of AFA and A4. And so coming alongside a ministry like 8 Days of Hope has been such a blessing on both ends. So,
well, we had a long talk about your pawpaw yesterday and the movie Culture Warrior.
That's wonderful.
That is coming out. What was that like for you to watch that as his grandson?
Well, it was just that much more of a reminder for us that we, all of us, both, what, however large or small you think your platform is that we have an opportunity each and every day to be obedient to Christ, and that He has, and He'll use you. And He'll use you for His glory and for the good of other people. And the movie just reminded us of that even more, because it went back to remind us of some of the successes, but also some of the difficulties mm-hmm. that he had to overcome, that he persevered. For sure. And had many times he felt like probably quitting or shutting up, or you know, shutting up shop, just because of the attacks from both within the church and outside the church. But ultimately, he knew that he was obviously he took accountability, and but he knew he was playing for an audience of one. And that's God.
And you can give to the ministry that he started. That number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You can call in, give a volunteer a cupcake call. They can come up and get a cupcake. We're celebrating our one-year birthday. And
I have a lighter. Am I supposed to light this at some point?
I know.
Point?
I feel like, yeah.
But if I feel like I do, I feel like we got to sing and they don't want to hear me. I don't. They shouldn't. I don't want to make them hear me sing.
I don't know. We've had spilled coffee, yeah. And we have had a head injury. Should we add fire to the mix? Look at that.
There we go.
Our first birthday. Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday
to the Dr. Nostra Mama Show.
That was really bad on my part. That was not you.
Okay.
I don't want everyone to know. You did a good job there.
Okay, thank you.
I
appreciate that. Yeah, happy
there was a hesitation between singing, and I didn't know the words. Is it Dr. Nurse Mama? Is it Dr. Peck? Or
it's the Dr. Nurse Mama Show.
Okay,
yeah,
right,
see, the mama. See, there was. Let me give you a little behind the scenes story of this, because there was a lot of conversation about. Yes, there we go.
I went ahead and blew it out because I was scared.
Right, I love it. You're scared.
We made it that far.
I know, with fire. I know. It's hey, good job.
Yep,
we did it
five.
Without incident. High five. I love it. But you know, it was funny because for those of you who have been listening in, you know that the show is called the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, because I use my professor brain, and my hands-on nursing experience, and my heart as a mom, and there were a lot of, you know, marketing people and everything that said, well, should it be mom or mama? And I said, you know, I'm Southern. I am. That is my roots. And I am mama to my kids.
That's
and mama it is going to be. But I know there's a lot of different names that moms go by. But that is the name for me.
That's how you get the name. Okay. I was always wondering
how that
came about.
That's
how it
is.
It made sense. If you listen to the program, it made sense, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, at some point we got to eat this cake.
I know.
So when
are
we going to do that?
During the break. During the break, we'll get a knife.
Speed up the break.
But I don't know if they'll let us have one because we have so many injuries. But we'll get a knife. We'll cut this.
Yeah, that's right. That's fair.
And we'll get a piece of cake. And we're giving these cupcakes out to the volunteers. If you call,
please call in
877-616-2396. And Wesley's brilliant idea, one.
That's right. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Give a gift of any amount with the number one in there. Give a gift of any amount up until 3 p.m. on behalf of the one-year anniversary of the Dr. Nurse Mama's program. Please give a gift of any amount with the number one in there. Anywhere with the number one in there. Also, too, in addition to that, not only up to 3 p.m., but all the way through 5 p.m. Central Time, AFA or AFR is giving or set aside a last chance $200,000 challenge. Last chance $200,000 challenge, which a challenge is when a group of supporters has generously donated leading up to Share-a-thon, and they now are challenging you to come alongside of them in support of American Family Radio. And you can do that by calling 877-616-2396 or visit afr.net.
Well, you know, we have a show upcoming where we interview M.Z. Perkins, who produced the documentary about your papa, about Don Wildman. And he told us that his career in filmmaking was inspired by Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, he's told me that before, too, as well.
It surprised me. But was there anything in the movie, Wesley, that surprised you? Was there anything about your papa that you didn't know before, or maybe saw in a different light? Was there anything new that you learned?
No, not about Pawpaw, but there's obviously some stories and some memories in there that took place early in the earlier years of American Family Radio, AFA, that I didn't know about. And if I did, I didn't know quite all the details. And so that was interesting and fun to hear all the story. There is, I know a lot of people think out there that Christians can't have fun and we don't laugh and we're all boring, but all that's not true, because there are so
many.
We've laughed.
We've had fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here in this hour.
Right here. And in the movie, there are quite a bit of hilarious spots in there, either from my Mimi or something my Papa did. I'm hesitant to give out too much of it because I want you to see. I want people that are listening to go to see it when it comes out October 28th or the 29th. But I will say this. There was one, and I'm going to just fast forward.
Okay.
But there was one lawsuit in which my papa was being sued for, in which the judge, it was very absurd. And it was all political. It had nothing to do with doing what was right. And so the judge found my papa guilty. And then charged him $1.
Wow. Is that?
That was hilarious.
That's,
that was
and that's kind of a sign. Right?
It is. Oh, there it
Call
is a sign
in
right there.
And give $1. Pumped. Look
right
at that.
Now,
$1, $10, or $100, or any gift with a one in it. If you call in during this hour, we'll give the volunteer a cupcake. It's 877-616. I heard that. 2396. You just made a volunteer very happy.
That's
they're going
right
to get one
did.
Of these delicious cupcakes to celebrate the 1 year birthday of the Dr. Nurse Mama Show here on American Family Radio. Well, we'll be right back after this break. And Wesley, I've got a question for you.
Looking forward to question.
Yeah, you know exactly what question I'm going to ask too, right? Yeah, you do. Accountability. That's coming up. All right. We'll see you after the break.
Hi, I'm Bert Harper, co-host of Exploring the Word. During times of difficulty, we need hope. Real hope comes through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. AFR is dedicated to sharing Jesus on every program. Whether it is Exploring the Word, Today's Issues, The Hamilton Corner, or any other program, we make much of Jesus. During this share-a-thon, you can make much of Jesus by making your contribution. Together, we shall share the hope that is in Jesus Christ.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing. Looked forward to nothing. And not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that, that I would never do that, but I still just had trouble being interested in anything. And the only thing that I looked forward to was the radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work, and I appreciate you more than you can imagine.
Share-a-thon continues on American Family Radio. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net during Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Welcome back, friends, to my favorite part of the afternoon. It really is. I know I say that on the entrance to every show, but I love spending time with my listeners. And the tagline for my show, Wesley, which I've got my co-host here, Wesley Wildman, the tagline for my show is Prescribing Hope for Healthy Families. And we really believe that. We believe there are so many families all over the world, really all over the world. We have some listeners who are even in other countries who really just want to raise their families to be close, to love God, to serve others, and to be healthy. And that is what we're doing. So, Wesley, I just want to thank you so much for being my co-host again. And we are celebrating the 1 year birthday of this show. Sure. We've had spilled coffee, stitches, and so, and as a measure of caution, we're having birthday cake here. We have a plastic knife, so and the fire is out. So everything is
out,
all right.
We're
like the Hot Mess Express here.
We're Captain Safety now.
Yeah.
Captain Safety. We've learned. Hey, I have thoroughly enjoyed your program. You know, so many I'm hearing from, and I'll get your feedback on this, but many families have either their parents have got saved later on in life, or they got they were saved at an early age, began a family, but then got away from the things of the Lord. And so there's a lot of families that are almost having to almost start over, but even though they are older in age, maybe they got teenage kids. So it's more difficult when that happens. And so having a program like this comes alongside, because you talk about some of that stuff in your book.
I do. And we want to give out the number really quick again. We're asking you to support us. This is only once of two times a year that we ask for your support for this ministry. And the number is 877-616-2396. We're asking you to give any gift with a one in it. If you call in during this hour, we're giving the volunteers a cupcake. Everyone who answers the phone gets to have a cupcake. And so we appreciate your support. But Wesley, you're so right. And I think that has been one of the challenging things, because we have to lean in to those hard things, those topics that really a lot of times we think, do we really want to talk about this? Yeah. Do we need to think about it? But we must. And in
there's
this
a temptation
world,
to just ignore it too.
Yes,
it's not
exactly.
There, out of sight, out of
exactly.
Mind.
It'll be fine. Yeah. Everything will be fine.
Right.
But you really have to be intentional. So I do talk about those things in my book. That's why it's called Behind Closed Doors, because I know so many families who are families who have a very strong faith, and yet good kids can make poor choices. And then even sometimes things happen in the adults in those relationships. Sure. We see things like divorce and other tragedies that happen, some that are within our control and some that are not. Yes. And I really wanted to meet families where they are in that point of need and lean into that and say, yes, I recognize that this world is not perfect. Jesus told us in this world we will have trouble, but we can take heart because he has overcome the world. I say that all the time. But I know I hear from so many families who are struggling with different things, and we just want to equip them. And that's really what I did in Behind Closed Doors, was a guide to help parents and teens navigate through those tough issues and find a path to grace when they fall down, when they fail, when they struggle. We really want to help them with that and really prescribe hope. I believe there's always hope. And, you know, it's all about relationships, Wesley. That is really the key to anything. If we want to influence our kids, if we want to influence our neighbors, it's all about relationships.
It is. And speaking about relationships, I want to take just a second to play a listener testimony, because I understand the power of a testimony. And there, and there may be a lot of listeners right now. Everything's going great. Everything's smooth and great. Smooth sailing. But you may not realize just the impact that you have on other people through the, through financing the work that we do. So let's listen
absolutely.
To one of those.
Okay.
Just so you know, I'm sorry that you lost your dad. I'm sorry that you lost such a great leader and such a humble person from a humble area. By God's grace, became nationally regular national figure. But to you, he was dad. You know, I still remember Tim talking about how he showed him how to box, how he showed him how to play football, with a shirt and tie on. That's enough to make you cry right there. But thank you for that. You guys have remained solid and an anchor and a rock. And in the midst of turmoil of the new problems that we face, all of you have been rocks from which you came to me, the big rock, and now you're carrying on God's message that your father taught you so well to deliver. Thank you for the service of Don. Thank you for your service in the future. God's blessing. This is Jack River.
Well, those kinds of stories are just beautiful, Wesley. Yeah. And I feel like yesterday we had JJ step in for you, JJ Jasper from The Morning Show. And he started talking just about some of the impact of that his faith has had on his life and working through AFA. And he got all teary.
Yeah.
And you know, Wesley, my kids always, they give me a hard time because they say, Mom, you just have that effect on people. And now I'm thinking, and now we have the listener testimony that even has tears in there. It's not a Dr. Nurse Mama show. We don't have a crying moment.
Right.
But that number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I see a lot of volunteers in this room, Wesley, who are enjoying a cupcake. Thank you to our callers. You called
That's
in.
Right.
Every volunteer is going to get a cupcake. If you call in this hour, make a donation with a one in it. It can be $1. We would love to hear from you.
$1, $11?
Yeah.
$111?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
now
a lot
you're just, now you're just like taking it to a whole new level.
another level. That's right.
I love it.
Hey, a last chance challenge. Last chance challenge. I think I signed off with that. Now I'm wondering if that's the best way to say that because I'm going last chance
it
challenge.
It's $200,000
challenge is between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Central Time. We'll be on here until 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. Central Time. And so please take the time to call in and give a gift of any amount. I know we've made the point over the last couple of days, and it's our job to do that, to let you know that we are doing work here. There's plenty to be done. There's plenty we're going to do. We have a great vision, a great plan. We meet several times throughout the year to make sure that we're on the right track and we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And one of many things we're doing, we mentioned at the top of the hour, which is iVoter Guide. And the season that we're in right now, we're coming up on an election, and we've spent a lot of time, resources, money. A lot of individuals have come together to make iVoter Guide a possibility, which is a voting tool for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone on any side of the spectrum, you can go there and you can get the truth about what candidates believe, all the way from Senate to the presidency and in some cases school boards. And now, obviously, some voting initiatives they're looking into as well. So we've done that. We're doing really good work there, and it has to be done with funds. Anything in ministry like this has to be done with funds.
It's so amazing. Things like iVoter Guide, 8 Days of Hope. I mean, so many ministries. Yeah. Culture Warrior, the production of the movie. And yesterday, Wesley, we read a listener testimony. I had a dad write me the sweetest letter talking about how he listened to an episode where we talked to the director of Moms in Prayer. This is a group of moms who go in and pray for schools. And the dad said, we could do that. And so he started a Dads in Prayer group in his living room.
No way.
Wow. Where he said it's just a group of fellows who are using the Moms in Prayer guideline to
pray. They do that at our school. I didn't realize it. So that's a group.
Exactly. It's a national group. And it's always encouraging to me, especially to see dads like you, Wesley, mm-hmm. who just love their families. And in that line, I have a question for you.
There you go.
Okay, you know that last time we talked, we both shared our struggles with our cell phone.
Yep, yep.
And you had a new rule that you were going to when I got home. Yes, when you got home, that you were going to put your cell phone down. So I want to know, how's it going?
When I do it, it works. Just to be honest.
Did you have your phone when the battery fell on your head? Were you distracted?
I was listening to worship music. No, I'm kidding. I had my phone out there, and I did have some music on. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I did have my phone. It was not a distraction for me.
Okay, all right,
I'm just checking. This is 100% my fault.
Okay.
No distraction here, just not paying attention real well. But I would say we're still in the season of having a lot of after-work activities. And so the goal is when I get home not to have my phone and spend time with the kids, but twice a week we're out doing activities.
Mm.
But the days that I have done that, and been intentional about it, when we've gone straight home, I have done that, and it has been very effective, and it does work.
So I want to know, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being terrible and 10 being terrific, what score would you give yourself?
A 6.
A 6, okay.
And I'm very honest. Yeah, I'm honest.
It's hard.
but it's
a struggle.
I mean.
Yeah.
I would say since we had this challenge, and I mentioned I was going to do that, I would say a 6 out of 10 is how effective I've been doing it. But a 10 out of 10 of the effectiveness of the challenge when it's done. That makes sense?
Yes, it totally makes sense. Well, I've been taking the same challenge, and so would you like to know what I give myself?
Sure.
A 4.
4, okay. Gotcha.
4. I have not been good about it this week at all.
You haven't been good about it, but you're conscious of it.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And so I recognize that, and it is really hard, especially when it feels like I want to watch the hurricane news. I want to watch the election news. Cool. Unless you're listening to AFR, we'll just put that in there. Turn it off.
Well,
right? Turn it off. Walk away. Don't forget about the people who are right there in front of you. And speaking of what's right there in front of me is the number to call in, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. I'm looking at my watch. You have 5 more minutes to call in and give a volunteer a cupcake. We're giving every volunteer who answers the phone a cupcake in this hour. any donation with a one in it. So, Wesley, I brought you a gift. You know, I always like to bring something, a little surprise here. This is not a happy. It's not a Wonder Woman bracelet, okay?
Okay.
I've been asked that.
Okay.
It is not a slap bracelet.
Okay. It does look like slap bracelet.
I know, it does look like that. This is a Dr. Nurse Mama phone holder.
Okay.
So I'm going to send this home with you.
Okay.
And when you're supposed to put your phone away, it sits in there just like that. That's your accountability.
Idea.
And you know that Dr. Nurse Mama will be watching.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And that, and
that takes
and I have
it to a whole new level
too.
Since the challenge came on your program.
Exactly. Doesn't it? And so are you putting it in there? And so set it out there. If you don't, I'm going to have one for myself as well, because I feel
I like that.
I have to be authentic. I've got to live what I preach. And usually I'm much better about it. But this last week has been really, really hard. Yes.
Yeah,
so it goes like that.
Yeah.
Or you can set it up like this if you want to. Like that. Okay.
Okay.
So you can just put it in there, and that way that'll be just a little reminder of that habit.
Well, I like that a lot. I will be using that for sure. In fact, since you asked, most recently yesterday I was effective with it. You know, went on, put the phone up for whatever, an hour, you know, sometimes longer. Well, and I was able to spend that time with my two daughters on the trampoline.
Aww.
Oh my! That hour was like 5 minutes. When you're spending quality time, there's nothing else, nowhere to be, nothing to do, and you didn't have the phone. That's the key.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
I mentioned on your program before that I put everything in one place. I like it. I know where it is.
Yeah.
So I got my credit cards in the back.
Oh,
you know,
look
lights.
At that.
So I obviously got my work and got my stuff outside. Everything is here. So it's a big deal for me to set this thing aside for an hour, and I was able to do that, and we had a blast.
You know, one summer my kids did that. We just got a little cardboard box, and we would all put our phones in there together. So when we'd have family time, we'd just open the box, and everybody put their phone in, and there was a little post-it note on the inside of it, and we would keep track of the time we got back together as a family.
That's awesome.
It was really amazing, and actually, I mean, very simplistic, not very high-tech at all. I'm sure somebody could probably take that and market it and make a lot of money, and then I think, wait, that was my idea. How do I not think how to market this?
Yep.
But really, it's a good visual reminder just to see, okay, one thing that I've really been talking a lot about, Wesley, is that technology is the thief of time.
It is.
And we act like it's time saving, and there are some things that are really good about it, but having our faces and screens all the time is really disconnecting us from people we love.
100%. Yeah. And that's the reason your program highlights that better than anything on AFR. And so,
Wait, what?
That's right.
Can you say that again?
The quality of family time is highlighted best on your radio program. And so I appreciate the work that you do. Please, please call in the next couple of minutes and support Dr. Nurse Mom program. You hadn't heard that one before, have you?
No, but it's okay. But you have a head injury, so we're gonna cut you some slack. See, there's my gunna right there.
And that's grace and forgiveness.
It
and all.
Is.
Look at this.
See, we're modeling it right here.
Yeah.
But
Please.
You know what? The truth is, there are so many great programs on AFR. We're just very, very honored to be in the lineup. And it's kind of fun for us in the afternoon because we take a little bit of a slower pace and kind of a change and just get a cup of coffee. Let's sit down. Let's have a talk. Let's have a heart-to-heart. I think that's missing a lot, and we're just really grateful to be able to be a voice in that.
Amen. Call in, please, and give a gift of any amount. Be as generous as you can. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Or call on AFR or go to AFR.net. This is a last chance challenge for $200,000. It goes all the way up to 5 p.m. Dr. Peck and I will be on for another couple of minutes, and we asked you at the beginning of the program, in addition to the other challenge we've got, to call in and to give a gift with anything, a gift amount with anything with the number one in there. And why is that again?
Because it is our first birthday.
Yep.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show is 1 year old, so we feel kind of officially official.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Here we are.
Sure. We're here. We're established.
Yeah, exactly.
We're established. Yep.
Exactly. And we love hearing from our listeners. It's so encouraging to hear just how different guests come on the program and inspire different things. One of the guests that we had, his name is Tony Trammell, and he went into a pregnancy resource center and saw that it was very much geared towards women. So he decided, hey, it was in a place where it was okay to hang out in the attic, I think in Ohio. Don't quote me on that. But he made a little attic hangout for the dads started a ministry for the dads and called it Dadhood. And we have other listeners who have written in to say, hey, I think I could do that. I could reach out to the dads. Yes. And so there's so many things that we can be encouraged and inspired and just walking together in this world that seems like it is going at the speed of a smartphone and seems to get a little crazier by the minute.
It does. Let me say this before we get through here with this program, before we move on to the next. Thank you so much for all those who have called in and given during this hour. Please continue to do that. Please, please, please. Thank you so much. And thank you for having me on. And most importantly, thank you for my phone holder. Is that what we're calling it?
Phone holder. There you go. Phone accountability right there. And thanks for co-hosting with me, Wesley, and celebrating my birthday. Yes. 877-616-2396. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Prescribing more hope for healthy families. Thanks, y'all.